I want to welcome Kelly Goyen from Empirical Labs in Fort Collins, Colorado. Many of you may remember Kelly from the National Convention. He gave a wonderful talk about our joint support products and our VitoHF, which we will not be talking about tonight. We will be talking about the new weight loss formulas. Kelly is an herbalist, has been for many years. He and his wife own Empirical Labs, so he's got multiple roles to play in that environment. Kelly, welcome to the call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that nice introduction. It's a pleasure to be here again.
I wanted to have you first because there's many people on the call that may be not familiar with your background or a little bit more about you than I gave. If you could share just a little bit about that, that would be great.
Sure. Well, the reason I became very serious about nutrition and health is because of experiencing some poor health. I worked a lot with a lot of chemicals from the time, actually before I was even a teenager, so you can imagine that had an effect on my body, and by the time I was just about 30 years old, my body was not working too well, and my liver had said that this is enough, and I noticed I couldn't go running anymore because I became allergic to my own sweat, which is probably because my sweat was pushing out some of those chemicals that were accumulated in my body. So I woke up one morning and realized my entire body was covered in eczema, just basically a skin problem, dry skin. And I realized it was time to quit playing in chemicals and start finding out what to do about it. And the first thing I did was I went to doctors and tried everything that they could give me, but I read about what they were going to give me and realized that it was going to hurt my liver further and make me sicker. I went ahead and tried it anyway because it seemed like the easy way to go. If I could take a pill or two and get feeling better, why not try it at least? But it didn't work. So I went to natural nutrition, which had been in the back of my mind as probably the long-term solution. And that's probably more than you wanted to know, but I've stuck with nutrition since then, managed to clear up my skin, and you wouldn't know that I had been covered head to toe in eczema for years, but it did take a few years to clear it up. So I guess the point of the story is I'm pretty well committed to doing things that are very healthy for the body, and I've really turned around in my thinking about, oh, just ignore it and it will go away.
I was going to ask if you wanted to share anything about Nazarene.
Well, my wife is more talented than I am, but she doesn't particularly enjoy talking in public, so I'm the one talking, but she's the one that's more talented at this by far than I am. And after I did all my studying, I still learn more from her because she's just naturally very intuitive as well as well-studied. She's not just basing this on her intuition, but she's very well-studied as well. So between the two of us, we talk about things, and when we're laying in bed at night, we're talking about what formula and what herbs could we use and how could we put this together. And I'll tell her about some new material that I've read about, and I'll bring in a few samples of it, and we'll look at it from several different suppliers, and we'll find the best one. So as we go through, we've been doing this for over 20 years now, and as we go through the decades, each ingredient can come from many different suppliers, different countries, and we try to find the very top two or three, and of course we try to choose the very best one, but then if there's only so much available of a certain thing from our favorite supplier, we've got number two and number three already in mind. And so it helps us be able to keep a high-quality product, and we don't have to drop down to using materials that we haven't already checked out and already vetted and decided this is the source and this is the company that we're going to buy this from. And that's whether it's an herb, an amino acid, an enzyme, a mineral, or a metabolite of a vitamin or mineral. we really take pride in finding the best source. And if that costs more than the cheap than other sources, that's okay, because we want it to work, because we're taking it for our health and feeding it to our children too.
Very good point, Kelly, and I'm glad you said that. I tell you, and I know Charles agrees with me. I mean, between your passion and genius, you've been quite the pleasure to work with and learn from, and I thank you for that. Before we talk about the formulas, I wanted to ask you if you would share your own feelings about weight management, because, you know, you and I talked at National Convention, and I know we share several beliefs, and I just want others on the call to hear your feelings about the whole concept of weight management and weight loss.
Sure. And, yes, we do share several beliefs. Sharon is very, very quality-minded and very focused on really helping people, so I think she is a perfect. We enjoy working with you, is what I'm saying, and
I know that the
people that are using the Conklin supplements and using you and talking to you are getting really the best help. So, about weight management is a little bit tricky, and we've seen all kinds of weight management products over the years. I guess one that worked very, very well for many years for people was called Ephedra.
Yes.
And so, Sharon, you know about that.
Yes, I do.
It's been around a long time. Yes. And Ephedra is an herb that was used by the Chinese for thousands of years, still is. It's good. It's a bronchodilator, which means people with asthma can benefit from getting their lungs opened up with Ephedra. Here's the problem. It was never used by the Chinese for weight loss or for a stimulant because they recognized it was far too powerful. And we respect their thousands of years of experience, and you just don't ignore things like that. So Ephedra has been the mainstay of all supplement programs to lose weight for a long time until the FDA made it illegal because it killed some people because it was too stimulating. It would cause people to have heart attacks. So we never did that product, and we lost untold money because we wouldn't do it. So I'm sorry the FDA banned it, but it's a good thing that it's not being misused. In its proper use, it's an excellent herb. So the next thing left on the list is caffeine. Well, caffeine works, and it's way safer than Ephedra. You have to take silly amounts of it to get hurt. But you know how people are. They think a little is good, a lot's better, a huge amount must be fantastic. And so even with caffeine, people are getting hurt because they're taking way too much caffeine. So we decided we're going to make a weight loss program that doesn't depend on caffeine either, even though it's not a bad thing. But, folks, if you need a little caffeine, coffee is real cheap. Have some. But there's no need to put it in a supplement, and it just doesn't make sense. So we wanted to make a supplement that could turn on your metabolism, but not turn it on in the way that Ephedra has done or that an overdose of caffeine will. We wanted to turn on your metabolism in the proper way of doing it, which is an adaptogenic way, which means make you healthy. And if your body is healthy, if the health goes up, the energy goes up. If the energy goes up, the weight comes down. And of course, there's more to it than just making a formula, we know, but, you know, there's eating and proper things like that, as Sharon has mentioned. But as far as the formula goes, we want a formula that is going to basically give you a little tune-up each time you take it instead of just stimulate your body to death, to put it bluntly.
No, I totally agree with you. Yes.
All right. So that was our, and we've been doing this. We've been making weight loss products for a long time, and we've been tweaking, you know, each time we make one, we learn a little more, we research again, and learn a little more. So right now, the Conklin formulas are the finest weight loss formulas we have ever made. And in fact, the ones that we sell as a company to professionals, I hate to admit this, but they're not as good as the Conklin formula. It is an excellent formula.
I would agree. And you know, I might interject here that we do have a few participants now field testing these products, and you'll get a chance to hear from them directly on our next conference call, same time, same station that you call in, the same number. But join us for that one as well if you want to hear actual field testing participants talk about the results of these formulas and the program. So, Kelly, as far as would you like to start? I mean, you've somewhat started on our energy formula. We call it Vitality. That's what the name of our energy formula will be called. And maybe talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. And I may have forgotten to mention this, so I'll just throw this in quickly if I may. We decided that this program, we have two formulas, one for the mental control, because you have to realize, and we do realize, that sometimes we eat because we're not happy. We've had a hard day. We're unhappy. People hate to admit it, but, you know, we get depressed as well. And food, at least, it's not illegal or immoral. So a lot of reasonable people say, well, I'm going to have some food to make me feel better because I'm not going to do those other things. But unfortunately, it comes back to bite us, because we all fall into this. So we made two formulas. One is strictly, or it's more targeted at vitality and energy, and the other one is targeted at giving us a good outlook and balancing our hormones and brain function. But anyway, I'll move forward now into the Vitality formula. The Vitality formula has magnesium. Magnesium glycerophosphate is the form of magnesium that we're supplying. Glycerophosphates are very quickly absorbed ways of getting a mineral, and they're also considered an energy form of, they add to the energy. So there's several forms of magnesium we could have used. We chose magnesium glycerophosphate because we want to provide energy to the body. We also provide iodine. Now, iodine, you only need a tiny, tiny amount of it. It's measured in micrograms, which is basically too small to see almost. That's how small it would be. It would be the dust, part of the dust on the scale. You only need a tiny amount, but you need it for your thyroid to make T3 and T4, which is where we get energy from. If our thyroid doesn't work, we won't have any temperature. Our temperature is low, and if we have a low temperature, our metabolism is obviously not working very well. So iodine is typically provided as potassium iodide, and the iodide is provided there, the iodine. However, there is another form of iodine that comes from kelp extract, and there's only one company in the world that we've ever found that makes a kelp extract that really has a predictable, standardized amount of iodine in it, and it's very pricey, and we included it in this formula because kelp, the idea behind things is if you find a particular thing that you need and you can find it in a plant that accumulates it, it will have all the supporting minerals and other factors that we have not yet discovered that will help that ingredient work. And kelp is the number one plant in the world that we know of that accumulates iodine. And so this kelp extract is giving you everything that's in kelp to help ensure that iodine works and that our thyroids get enough iodine. Then we get into, and so we're providing 450 micrograms of iodine in this formula, which is three times the daily minimum requirement. Why are we providing, which on the label looks is 300, it's 300%. Why would we think that that is a safe number? Because the number the amount of iodine that we need is a very, it's an underrated number. Even though the U.S. government says we only need 150 micrograms, we need more than that for robust health. And here's another reason. We don't get very much iodine from anywhere, so most of us, which is probably like 99.9% of us, have never had enough iodine in our lives. And that's why so many people end up with thyroid problems as they grow older, because the thyroid is dying for iodine. So it's wise to get a little extra, and we're providing extra in a very safe way. Furthermore, most water in the United States is fluoridated. They put fluorine, which is not a good idea in my opinion. Fluorine replaces iodine in your body. So every time you drink anything, it's actually sucking the iodine out of your body with the fluorine. So you need some extra, we gave it to you.
I'm so glad.
All right. So then we go into our energy or vitality factors. We're providing 1,300 milligrams of this in a dose. We're starting with green tea extract. Green tea extract is a powerful antioxidant, but it's balanced also with being a mild stimulant. Now, you can use green tea extract that has a high level of caffeine in it, and then really all you're doing is supplying caffeine under a sneaky name. We're not doing that. Our green tea extract has been extracted for everything except the caffeine. And so the level of caffeine that's left in there is so low that it's just barely detectable, much lower than drinking a cup of tea. So for those who are concerned, are we just trying to sneak in caffeine when we said we didn't have it? No, we're honest. We're not trying to sneak it in. We use several amino acids. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. Now, most everybody knows very well that protein is a great source of energy, and it helps create our muscle fiber, and it's also something that our muscle fibers burn in order to create energy. So amino acids are good for muscle energy. They're also good for the mind. Here's the ones we're providing. We're using L-arginine, very good for the heart. The reason it's good for the heart is because it's an energy supplier, and of course your heart is one of the number one energy users in your muscles. We're using N-acetyl-carnitine, glutamine, tyrosine. These are all amino acids. You'll see the word L in front of them often because it's a scientific designation for the type, and that's the type that our body uses, is the L-type amino acids. They're also good for the mind, so that's another thing to keep in mind, because we're trying to take care of our minds so that we don't feel hungry. We use a citrus extract for energy. It's called citrus aurantium. Citrus aurantium is really related to oranges. It's actually a type of orange. And this extract comes from the orange peel, and it gives a nice high level of energy without causing heart palpitations like the old infamous ephedra used to. There is a cycle in your cells called the Krebs cycle. And the Krebs cycle is really, it could be named the energy cycle, because it's a fellow named Krebs, actually. That's why it's named after him. He saw that there was a cycle of this acid would react with that acid, which would react with that acid in kind of a circular motion. And as it went through all these different chemical reactions in your cell, it releases ATP molecules. And ATP is the energy molecule that your cell nucleus burns. So the Krebs cycle uses several acids, and we're supplying those acids. One of the common ones, believe it or not, is citric acid. That's part of the Krebs cycle. So that's another reason we get energy from eating fruit and berries, because they've got citric acid in them. But in addition to that, there is malic acid, there's glutaric acid, and we're supplying those in this formula. We're providing alpha-ketoglutarate, glutarate is in glutaric acid. And malic acid, that's the acid that is particularly strong in apples. And like citric acid, it's part of the Krebs cycle. We're supplying cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper has, my mind just went blank here, cayenne pepper has the well-known heat element, heat-producing element. It's the same heat-producing element that would be found in pepper spray. But if you've ever seen pepper spray, that's extracted from cayenne peppers, and it's just the heat element. And that heat element does a number of things. It fights pain, believe it or not. It turns on the metabolism. It fights inflammation. It improves digestion. It's just a fantastic ingredient. And cayenne pepper has been used forever by people, by old-timers in the herbal industry, and they always said it was good for the metabolism and it was good for weight loss. And then about 20 years ago, it started getting less popular, and in the last couple of years, it's suddenly gotten very popular again because they did some studies and found out, well, sure enough, the old-timers were right, cayenne pepper has active ingredients that we can see specifically do all these things that the herbalist said it does. So suddenly it's become popular, but we've used it in pretty much all of our formulas always because we've always seen that it works. And if you can eat hot foods and you can add a little cayenne pepper or other peppers to your diet and it doesn't bother you, by all means do. It's good for your, good for what ails you, as people will say.
It really is.
Yes, and it, you know, there's just no negative side effects generally. Some people's digestion is, for some reason, is negatively affected, and so they can't eat large amounts, but that's a very tiny number of people. And the amount of cayenne pepper in this formula is a very judicious amount, so that we're not trying to overdo it for those that might be somewhat sensitive. We hope you can still get the benefit. There's another product in this formula you won't see in other products. It's called inosine or inosine. And inosine was used by the Soviet Union to spike their athletes and improve their athletic performance at the Olympics. And it does help, and it turns on the metabolism, but it doesn't do it by itself. And so there were some studies done using just inosine and in America, and they concluded that the Soviets were full of baloney, but they weren't. The Soviets weren't using inosine by itself. They were using other things that the researchers didn't realize. One of the other things they were using was TMG, which is also in this formula. TMG might sound like a scary chemical, but it isn't. It's trimethylglycine, and you get it when you eat beets. And we get it when we eat lots of things. And that, along with inosine, does produce a nice energy level, and athletes who are in the know and going to doctors who are in the know to prescribe them natural substances to improve their performance are using this combination that we're using. We use a well-known Chinese mushroom called cordyceps. Cordyceps is probably the premier energy-producing mushroom. The Chinese, they use dozens of mushrooms. When it comes down to it, cordyceps is the number one. It's good for the immune system. It's an excellent energy source, and it is, again, it's considered an adaptogen in that it brings the body into balance, and so although it provides energy, it does not in any way overstimulate or, you know, increase the heartbeat. We don't want to do that. So that comes from Tibet, actually, the cordyceps. We are using one other very unusual herb. It's called Rhododendron caucasium, and that comes from the Caucasus Mountains in Russia. And, again, it was used by their Olympic teams to increase energy and stamina in people and vitality, and it does do it. So it's there. There's acai berry, which many people have heard about it. It's become popular. Dr. Oz made it popular in the United States. And acai berry just is a super berry. It's full of nutrition, and it's a nice balancing factor in this formula. We use another unusual herb. It's quite new in the American market. It's called Erwingia seed. It's Erwingia seed extract. It's well known in Africa, has been used forever there, so to speak. It helps people to lose weight. It helps people to not be hungry. It helps people to have more energy. And so it's fairly new to the U.S. market. And it came out a couple of years ago, and it was ridiculously expensive. Now we found it from one of our favorite suppliers. They've got a good, solid supply of it. And it's only expensive instead of ridiculously expensive, so we're using it. Here's a couple other ingredients. We're using two of the coenzymes, vitamin B2 coenzyme, commonly known as riboflavin, said the wrong word. This is riboflavin 5-phosphate. Sounds scary. It's just the active form of vitamin B2, which means we don't care if you have a metabolic problem and you can't handle regular vitamin B2 because your liver can't metabolize it and move it to the active form. This is the active form. And so that's nice. And we're also using coenzyme B6. It's called pyridoxal 5-phosphate. The phosphate form of both of these vitamins is the active form that your body can use instantly, absorbs well, everything works. And the B vitamins are so important. The B vitamins are catalysts for all kinds of reactions in our bodies. We think of them as being good for our mental outlook, which is absolutely correct. And so the coenzyme forms are extremely expensive, but they work like magic, and because you only need tiny amounts of them, even though they're super expensive, they don't add, they just make sense to use them, and people will notice, they will notice that they just simply have a better mental outlook as they're taking them, but it's going beyond mental outlook. It's activating all kinds of other reactions in the body to create energy. So here is, in a nutshell, a balanced energy blend that has a little bit of a lot of very good things so that your body can pick and choose as it needs and not get overloaded with any one thing. We could have taken the first ingredient, green tea extract, and made the whole supplement based on a massive dose of green tea extract. And you know what? It would work. It does work. People sell green tea extract, and it works. But how long is your body going to really work with only one single herb? It would be like, eating your one favorite food and having to eat it for about 6 months. Well, even after 6 days, it may not be our favorite food anymore.
Exactly. And, Kelly, what is wonderful about this formula, and it's interesting hearing you talk about this, because I'm thinking about the field testing participants, and some of them may be on this call, but one of the things that we all have noticed is that how it's not just energy for the body. The cognition is so much improved with everybody. I mean, the thinking, and there's not the afternoon slump that so many people experience. And so I know, and again, we'll talk a little bit more about that in September, but I certainly wanted to reinforce everything you're saying that, yes, now we know the whys. We know it was working, but now we know the whys. So thank you.
Oh, I love hearing that. It's so important to address the mental aspect. I mean, if you're feeling lousy, at some point you're going to go eat something. It's just natural human nature, sure. And if you're feeling good, we're going to put out more energy. We're going to feel like doing more things, and we're not going to be focused on what could I eat that just might take my mind off the fact that I'm feeling poorly. So, yes, it is a twofold thing, and I guess that will lead us into the second formula.
LifeTrack Balance Formula, and you're right, it is a good segue because of what we've talked about before about how mood can trick you sometimes. You want to talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. And we said it, but our mood is just going to trick us into feeling we're hungry because it's going to happen. So this product has several ingredients. It's just built around controlling our mood and also helping us to feel satiated, to try to realize, oh, I am satiated. I feel fine. I don't have a hunger feeling. So I'm just going to start at the top of the ingredient list and go down if that's okay.
That's fine.
All right. And we'll get to these things as we go. So here we go. We use biotin and chromium are a couple of the first ingredients you'll see. There was a small study done. Chromium is a sugar-burning mineral. That's what your body needs in order to burn sugar and make your insulin. It works along with insulin. Chromium works better with biotin. Biotin is kind of related. It's part of the B vitamins, actually, although it's not commonly called a B vitamin, but it is a B vitamin, and it works with chromium, and they augment one another. And we do this in other formulas. It works fantastic, and you have to get a fairly large amount of biotin in there to make it work. And so we do have. We have well over 100% of the daily value in order to get enough. Let's go into – we have three proprietary blends in this formula. The first blend I'll talk about is the sugar fullness management. So if we can keep our sugar levels balanced, if we can feel full, then we're managing our appetite control, our appetite. So the first ingredient to do that is Gymnema sylvestre. Gymnema sylvestre comes from Asia, and again, it's a citrus. A lot of good value in all kinds of citrus plants. This citrus plant is the extract will control appetite and help a person feel satiated. It's very safe. There's no stimulation to it whatsoever. That's one of the reasons I love it. You can use it in large amounts, and there's no stimulation effect. It just simply makes you feel satiated and not hungry. So very safe. The next ingredient is kidney bean extract. This particular extract helps stop the burning up, or I should say, it helps slow down carbohydrate metabolism. And most people are eating a little heavy on the carbohydrate side, so if we can just slow down those carbohydrates and get you perhaps to not digest some of them, that's going to be good because you don't need those carbohydrate calories. Those aren't what you want. We also use Ervingia seed again, which we mentioned in the other formula, because Ervingia, many herbs, they have so many actions. You can use the same thing in several formulas depending on where you're going with it. Again, the Ervingia seed from Africa is new in America, but well-known and well-proven, very safe. That's why we love it already. And one of the things it does is it helps I'll see if I can try to say this without confusing myself. Sorry about this. Your fat cells have a hormone called leptin. And overweight people have very high levels of leptin, and their body is not responding to it anymore. Leptin is a good thing because when fat cells produce leptin, leptin tells your brain that you've eaten enough. That's great. However, people who are overweight are no longer, their brain just doesn't pay attention to the leptin. Well, the extract, an extract from Ervingia, has been shown to help support leptin sensitivity. In other words, make your brain start noticing it again and noticing that when your body produces this, which is a natural feedback mechanism to say, hey, I've had enough, I'm satiated, I don't want to eat, I don't need to eat anymore. It turns that leptin signal back on. What a neat thing. So it's not a stimulant in this sense at all, but it's going to help us not feel hungry. We can put in acai berry here again for a myriad of nutritional aspects. We also put in cinnamon bark extract because cinnamon slows down sugar levels. So if you put a little cinnamon on your cereal in the morning, that is a real good thing to do. It's an excellent thing because it slows down the absorption of sugars. If we can keep our blood sugar level, that is more important than almost anything for weight management, for hormone balancing, for mood balancing, for anti-aging longevity. If you want to define aging, most people would say, well, that's antioxidants. You've got to have enough antioxidants. And that's true. That's absolutely right. Antioxidants are certainly an anti-aging thing. But if another way of looking at it, and maybe even more profound in many ways, is blood sugar levels. Once your blood sugar levels go too high or too low, you are out of whack for 1 to 7 days, not hours. So if we can keep the blood sugar level at an even level, and cinnamon helps do that by slowing down the absorption of sugar and so that it feeds into your bloodstream at an even level. So that's why I started out this little discussion with the biotin and the chromium to burn up the sugar that's there so it doesn't accumulate in high levels in your blood. It's better to have a little bit on the low side of blood sugar, but have that same low level all the time. Or, guess what? It's okay to have a slightly elevated level of blood sugar, but have it all the time. Once it starts fluctuating, your body, your brain, everything does not know what to do with it. So, blood sugar management is important. That's why you may hear Sharon talking about things like, look, it's better to eat a few small meals during the day to keep your blood sugar level than just try to eat a couple big meals and say, well, I didn't overeat because I ate, you know, I didn't eat that much all day long, but I just happened to eat it a couple of times. It's not a good idea. It's better to stay balanced and keep that blood sugar level at an even keel all day long. So let's go to the liver mind control formula. We provide 625 milligrams of this formula in a dose. The first ingredient in it is chaste tree berry extract. Chaste tree berry it grows in the Mediterranean area. Chaste tree berry is very good for hormone balancing. And males and females have hormones. So if you're a man, don't think, oh, well, chaste tree berry is fine just for females, but I don't need this. Why did you put this in the formula? Men need it too, because the way the chaste tree berry works is through the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland is just about dead center in your brain. It's about the size of a pea, and it's incredibly important to our endocrine system. And basically, that's saying our entire health, because your adrenals are part of your endocrine system, your thymus, your thyroid, your male and female organs. So your immune system is part of this. It's just incredibly important. The pituitary gland, if it is functioning at a balanced level, and balance is the key, all of these things fall into the right order, and our bodies produce the right amount of adrenal hormones, but not too much. Our thyroid produces enough thyroxin, but not too much. Our hormones are produced enough, but not too much. So you won't see this ingredient typically in a weight loss formula, but it's absolutely essential, because if we're not in a reasonably good mood, we're not going to be active, and we'll probably get around to overeating sooner or later. I know I've said that more than once, but I just want to highlight that it's a fact. We may as well recognize it. And I really liked Sharon saying that people are noticing what a nice even keel this puts us on mentally to take this formula. In fact, as we were looking at the formula today with my manager, Asa is his name, he's a clinical herbalist, he looked at this formula and he said, wow, I hadn't noticed this before. I'm going to start taking this formula because it's,
yes.
Yeah, it's mentally balancing. And so the next ingredient is donghui root. That's very good for your liver. It's very good for hormone balancing, men and women. We have a whole bunch of soothing, calming herbs in here. I'll just name them. Hops. It's not just for beer. Hops flower. Hops flower is a soothing, calming herb. Dwarf morning glory root from India. Chinese peony flower. You know, peony flowers, well, again, that's what we're using in extract. Magnolia, we're using the flower and the bark. We're one of the few companies that uses both types of magnolia. There's been an active ingredient found in magnolia called hanokiol. It's a Chinese herb. And they've found that this magnolia, which was used for a long time as a soothing, calming herb by the Chinese, it in fact does have this active ingredient called hanokiol, which really is. But we're using the full spectrum extract so that we're getting everything else. We're also using European peony root. So we're using the Chinese flower and the European root. We're using chamomile flower extract. All of these things are going to balance our mind, making the liver work. And if you've heard me talk at the National Convention, you may have heard me say how that the liver is absolutely key in balancing the mind. So if you've heard this before, you can have a drink of water at the moment, but I'm going to repeat this. Your liver is the number one chemical factory in your body, and it also has to clean the blood of all the chemicals that accumulate during the day, whether those are chemicals that your body was making and using or chemicals that came from outside your body that maybe you don't need. Like in my case, I was telling you, I played with nothing but chemicals from the time I was a child, and you could probably put me in a toxic waste dump because I've still got them in me. But, you know, you might be working with a solvent or whatever, and the liver ultimately has to break down that solvent and get it out of your body. So also all the hormones, your adrenals, right? Your adrenal hormones, well, you're stressed out all day, you produce a little of extra adrenaline, that's floating around in your bloodstream. Your liver has to clean it up. If the liver isn't working, it's not going to clean it up. Imagine what happens eventually. We've got all these stress hormones that we've made during the day and we can't get rid of them. So that's why we have donghui, milk thistle, and some of these other herbs are also known to be good for the liver as well. So we can't get our mood controlled if we don't think about helping the liver do that. We'll go next to serotonin factors. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter. If we're going to make the brain feel happy, we need serotonin at a balanced level. So here are the ingredients. We use passion flower extract, very good for serotonin levels. St. John's wort extract. If we've ever read anything about herbs and depression, we've read that St. John's wort is good for mild to moderate depression, so it makes sense that it's there. L-theanine is an amino acid along with theobromine. Both of them come from cocoa, which is why people feel good when they eat cocoa. And by the way, there is a little cocoa in this, not sugar cocoa, but just plain bitter cocoa, because it has the other ingredients that go along with the theanine and theobromine. One other ingredient here is GABA. GABA is short for gamma-aminobutyric acid, and it is a soothing, calming neurotransmitter used in your brain. And at very high doses, it could put you to sleep. But I mean very, very high doses, like hundreds or thousands of times more than we're using. But at a low level, what it does is, I think of it as calming down the chatter in our brain, which actually clears our brain so that we think sharper. And when we think sharper, we also think happier. So there in a nutshell is the balance formula.
I was going to ask you one thing. There's something, and maybe I dreamed it, but there was something about the St. John's wort extract when it's combined with something else is multiplied in how it affects. Did I dream that?
Oh, you didn't dream that. That is correct. And it's with chamomile and with passion flower.
And so you're absolutely right. Thank you for bringing that up. So in the serotonin factors, the first two ingredients are passion flower and St. John's wort, and it does, it multiplies the effect of it dramatically, and that is a brand new study, and this is the first formula we've ever used it on. So you have the newest, latest, greatest.
You know, Kelly, I have to reinforce again on this balance formula too, that it's interesting, and we're hearing about it. We're hearing about mood is improved, of course, thinking, appetite is suppressed. One of the things that is strong across the board with everyone is, again, going back to that feeling of satiation. And we've all talked about that because there's a real differentiation between being full and being satiated. And so that has made for some interesting discussions, but I'm glad you said that because it really, that's been something that's been amazing to the field testing participants, that they're kind of going, you know, I got all this in front of me and my favorite food, but I'm okay with not eating all of it, you know, so that's been wonderful.
It is. As soon as we overeat, then that's when the blood sugar levels start to go haywire. And then you're on a roller coaster ride that's going to take a couple of days to get off, and you're not going to be feeling better at the end of this roller coaster ride.
True. I very much agree. And, Kelly, I can't thank you enough for being on the call tonight. Before I let you go, is there anything else that you would like to add about these formulas or the whole program?
Well, we got the two formulas together, and the reason we separated them is because after you have used this for some time, you may find that you don't need as much of one or as the other. Or there may be days when you need more of one than the other. But first, we would say use them as directed on the label and let it work for 1 or 2 months and see how your body balances out, and it works very well. And I'm saying this also because of the feedback that I've received from Sharon, which is that this product is working as we thought it should, according to the label directions, and the longer people are using it in the test group, it's just working better. So that's great. But we put them in two formulas because eventually, after you use this, you'll be actually more in tune and in touch with your body, and you may be able to say, oh, today I'm going to use an extra pill of this, or vice versa, or I don't need an extra pill of this. And we think that actually makes life more fun because when you're more in tune with how your body works, how you're feeling, you're just benefiting your entire life. You're going to live longer, and we hope that all of us are going to live as long and full life as we possibly can.
Well said. A great way to wrap up this call. Thanks again, Kelly. It's been a joy. Have a great evening, everyone, and again, my thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.